It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
We rocking out. That's the Affirm, Pamela T. Smith. What's up, Pamela? How are you?
I am great. Good morning.
Pretty good.
You good?
I'm having a wonderful day, actually. I am really having a wonderful day. Primarily because Graham keeps me energized.
And you get to spend your early mornings with me. So what better way to kick off your mornings?
You know what? Pam. You know what Dramamine is for?
Yes. Well, I mean, I've taken it for motion sickness. Is that what I give you?
Yes.
Motion sickness? It's definitely a ride. You just got me.
If I don't take that before I have to come here with you,
you get kind of woozy.
Yeah, I'm sick. Trust me. So
check your pressure.
Anyway, we got G Money behind the glass. What up, G?
K Max plotting my downfall, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
He's trying to write me off. But guess what? I ain't going to write back.
There he is. He's not going to write back.
That's it.
Talk to me about this poll question we have today.
Our poll question brought to us by Oak Grove Tech. It's Thursday, which means we get another Thursday Night Football on Prime game. Who's excited for that? Who do you have winning tonight? Tennessee Titans or the Green Bay Packers? Majority of the voters believe that the Tennessee Titans are going to win up in historic Lambeau Field.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that one.
I don't either.
But we'll see. We'll see. There's a lot to talk about there. But real quickly, I did mention we were going to talk about the tragic shooting in Virginia,
mm-hmm.
and the University of Virginia, where three football players were shot and killed altogether. I think he shot five people.
Right.
The young guy, Christopher Darnell Jones Jr., who has been arrested, of course. And the tragedy really, really hit home for a lot of people at the University of Virginia, in Charlottesville and other places, because just the nature of it didn't seem to be, it doesn't make much sense, right? Well, of course it won't make any sense, because senseless violence like that never really makes any sense. And there's a lot of people coming out to support the university, to support the athletic teams.
Absolutely.
And others. The ACC is going to be doing a number of things. Virginia Strong with helmet decals,
yeah.
and stickers. And
starts this weekend.
Yeah, they got a lot of stuff. What other things they got going on, Pam?
Well, that was the one thing that I saw with the helmet decals. And then you got, I think, some of the teams, I'm sure, you know, moment of silence before the games, things like that.
Wow. Well, and there's other reports now as eyewitness testimony starts to surface and come about, interviews with his father and others as they talk about things he was going through prior to this incident. And I was telling Pam earlier, I didn't realize he was that close to graduating. He had less, like a year or less left and graduating, leaving school. And it's been reported he's called. His father said he had called and said that he's just sick and tired of guys, you know, people messing with him, picking on what have you, whatever was going on at school. And his dad was trying to just tell him, just stay focused.
Right.
You know, just stay focused. And, you know, you're almost finished. You got like a year left. And, you know, he was just being, it was a bit much for him, whatever the situation was, whatever was going on. And it's just unfortunate. Looks like he had no place to turn, and it kind of erupted into this type of an event. So, and that's sad. And
very, very sad. I mean, it's sad to me that, you know, like you said, we found out, or they announced yesterday, that it was targeted toward those five, you know, young men. I watched one of the ladies that were young girls that was on the bus. You know, I can't imagine, you know, that made me even more lift up everyone that's involved, you know, people that had to see this.
Right.
But she talked about how for a minute you didn't know if he was going to
shoot you.
Right. And so just imagining that. But we definitely want to lift up their names again, because we want to keep saying their names. You had Lavelle Davis Jr., Devin Chandler, and Deshaun Perry. And Devin Chandler was the one that was asleep. He was from Huntersville, North Carolina.
Oh.
He was asleep.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. That's sad. It's just unfortunate. That, and I think Dr. Strowman came on early in the week, and you know, she talked about the state of mental, even James White talked about the state of mental illness in our country, in our society, and other places, and depression and other things that are going on. It's just unfortunate where it seems like this is 6,000%, you know, avoidable and preventable. It just feels like it's that way. Like all of the small things that were in place that should have probably helped try to alleviate some of this is wasn't working, right? His roommate, you know, making the phone call earlier this year about, hey, this guy got a gun, blah, blah, blah. The investigation that really didn't go anywhere.
That was in late, like October, October 28th, 29th, or something like
September,
that. Yeah.
And the investigation concluded in October, something like that.
It's crazy.
So that going on, you know, being a part of the team early on, you know, which would make you think that he has other, you know, people on the campus and other friends and people he could reach out to. And then last but not least, you know, having a conversation with your parent.
Right.
You know, about what's really going on and not, you know, still not yielding, you know, any kind of intervention or prevention, you know, when it comes to that. And then to erupt into where he just said, I can't, you know, this, I'm sick and tired of you, you know, you, it was quoted as he was saying, I'm tired of you guys always picking on me, messing on me. And then he starts to shoot him. It just feels bad when all of these things in place and it seems like we still couldn't get in front of it.
Right. And one of the key things I think too is just the access. It goes back to access to these guns.
Yeah.
One thing that I wanted to read real quickly, people are showing like their last interviews with some of the players that were involved. And I thought this one will just kind of bring chills to you. Lavelle Davis Jr. recently had done an interview, and they were talking about his social justice work on campus. He's involved with a group called the Groundkeepers. And he said, now this is weeks, just very short period of time before this happened, his last interview, he said, when I leave here, I just want to say I was a part of the change and I took a step forward, changing everything in the right direction. Whatever I can do, even if it's a small percentage, to bring awareness to all the injustice our school has been through, just to shine a light on it and change it in the right direction. It's a blessing to be a part of it because I know these 4 years are going to go by quick. I for sure want to say I took a step forward for UVA.
Nice.
I was like, wow.
Very nice. So shout out to the ACC, the Atlantic Coast Conference, for stepping up and galvanizing and leading and, you know, putting things in place for all teams within the conference to be able to support, lend a hand, and have a conversation in remembrance of those that passed in this tragic event.
Yeah.
I just really hate it for everybody involved, because when you sit down, some, you know, things happen, right?
Right.
But sometimes when you sit down and you realize we just didn't do enough to get in front of it, that makes it hurt just a little bit different. You know what I mean? It hurts it a little more when you just realize that you still didn't do enough to get in front of it. So that's unfortunate. But I commend everybody involved. I really will do our part to continue to lift them up and continue to have this, you know, this type of conversation.
Right.
Because it's not just about one piece of this. It's about multiple pieces of it, multiple pieces that broke down, multiple failures. And, you know, we got to get better.
We definitely have to get better. I'm gonna look at it more and report on it maybe tomorrow. But NC State, they've been working on this for about a month. There's an organization that are doing different things for people to kind of encourage students to seek help on mental health because of so many suicides that are happening. So it's just like I said, it's a focus that has to happen, focusing on mental health and what's happening with the students on campus.
Yeah, so they'll be having a social media campaign as a moment of silence before games, observed before home football games. Helmet decals, as we just mentioned, and there'll be some digital graphics, VA Strong, and other things you'll see around the ACC coming up on this football weekend. So keep that in mind and get involved.
Yes.
Do more.
Talk Say to, their names.
Talk to people in your community. So do more.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
I am the K-Mac one, and we're the Sports Shop one because we're never, ever number two. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media platforms. At the Sports Shop one, that's on IG and Twitter. And you can get us on Facebook at the Sports Shop Radio. YouTube at the Sports Shop Radio with Reese and K-Mac. Oh, if all else fails, just go to the website at thesportsshopradio.com. That's thesportsshopradio.com. You can find us right there. You can find everything you need to know. You can find out what happened to Pam at an early age, why she's this way.
That's right.
You know, and it's been hard for us to explain it, but we get it now. It's okay. Pam, this is what it is.
They'll read about me.
We got G-Money behind the glass. How you doing, G?
I'm going to plug in Reese's liner. Listen, view us, buy us. All right there.
That's it.
All in.
The Sports Shop Radio.
Listen, view, buy. All in. Oh, man. I had a t-shirt on the other day. The More to the Story t-shirt. The guy said, well, what's the rest of the story? I looked at it. I said, go to thesportsshopradio.com. I said, the rest of the story is on there.
Oh, I like that.
He says, is it? I said, yeah. Check it out. I know. I have no idea what you want to know. You know. Doesn't matter. But I told him where the rest of the story is.
That's right. That's
where
it is.
The rest of the story is. G-Money, about the rest of the story, how are we doing on this poll question? And what year are we going back to? Jonas Brothers reunion?
I mean, they did get back together about 2 years ago. Throwback year is 2008, and that is because that is the last time the Green Bay Packers lost four straight games. Up until last week, they were on a five-game losing skid until they broke that against Pam's Dallas Cowboys. Mm. Hashtag we them boys.
That's right. We still.
Tonight, they take on the Tennessee Titans on Thursday Night Football on Prime Video. Majority of the voters now believe the Green Bay Packers are going to take the win at home and go on a two-game winning streak.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. All right. So, we got Flo Rida, Savage Abel, Piles.
What you doing?
I'm just going anybody other than the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, yeah. Ludacris?
Ludacris.
He had a good MVP.
Dante Kane. I don't know who that is. I don't know who that is.
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne's on Lollipop. There.
I don't know if that song's appropriate for
right. I'm just probably going through.
Neo.
Neo had a good one.
We got Flo Rida, Neo, Jesse McCarthy. Jesse McCarthy? Who the heck is that?
Usher. Usher's song?
Jesse McCarthy. Wasn't she
Pink?
On Disney?
We got Pink, David Banner. My homeboy, what's up, Dave? What's my homeboy right
Mr.
there?
Mr. Carter.
Mr. Carter, let's see.
Mr. Anybody?
Let's see. Usher was in there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I'm just going through this list. I mean, hell.
Nas.
Hell, New Kids on the Block.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You know? Kanye, the real Kanye, before he went to be the other guy.
Your girl, Rihanna. Take a bow.
Look.
Riri.
One of the best. Beyonce singles ladies. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Play
now.
That's my theme song.
Really?
I'm sorry.
Taylor Swift, T-Pain, Mariah Carey, man, Jeezy. Oh, wait a minute. You found a different playlist?
Yeah.
You play this song all the time, too. Oh, yeah. How'd you miss that? How'd you miss that? Oh, you wanted to switch it up?
Yeah, we need to switch up. We had to call a timeout, make some adjustments.
Make call it audible. Look here, Peyton Manning. Meatloaf, 32, 16. He called it audible. It's okay, G.
That's funny.
It's all right. I was just having a good time, man. We have a good time. But hey, we having a good time. We got a game coming up tonight.
Tonight.
I'm going to ask you about Pam because I know where you're going to fall down on this one. We got the Tennessee Titans. We got the Green Bay Packers in the Thursday night matchup. You are going with who?
Green Bay? Mm-hmm.
The Packers?
Yes.
After what they did to you Sunday?
Yes. That's why they're going to be so hyped.
That's how you know.
Coming off that big win that it was a necessary win for them.
I got to be honest. They should win. It should be no issues because I have no faith. After watching the Tennessee game the other day, I have no faith in Tennessee having a complete offense. They're completely one-sided. They all they have is the running game. They don't know how to call their way out of it if they wanted to. So, and I don't think Tannehill, even if he is playing, is the guy to all of a sudden resurrect this and give them a running game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a passing game. Sorry. A passing game. I don't think he has that. I don't think that really exists. And I think that's going to be a problem for him. I think that's where they are.
Yeah. I think it's going to be close, but I think Green Bay is going to pull it out. I also think, you know, just in interviews and things, you know, Aaron Rodgers seems very confident. Mm-hmm. And I think he now has confidence in who he's throwing to. I think tonight's game is going to be very interesting.
So you coming on the side of that one? Nah, I'm going to give it to the fact that Tennessee has no passing offense. Like, if Tennessee could actually throw the ball, and if they miraculously, some kind of way in the last week, figured out how to create a passing offense,
right?
They will beat Green Bay. But I just don't think they have. I don't think they have, and I don't think they know how to or where it would come from. So that's why I wouldn't. That's the only reason why. Other than that,
no faith in Aaron Rodgers.
Absolutely,
getting
not.
Himself
zero.
Together.
Zero. Zero. Zero faith. I'm serious.
I'm telling you.
You know what I mean? It just is what it is. Aaron Rodgers is okay. But this guy, everybody keep trying to make him out to be, he's not that guy. He's just not. He's just not.
Are you serious?
He's not.
You're just saying the Aaron Rodgers, is just okay.
When I talk about okay as some of the top quarterbacks.
Okay.
But okay is this guy is the cherry on top of all football quarterbacks. No, he's not. He's not that guy. Josh Allen. Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, yeah. He's not those two.
Right? Lamar Jackson. I mean, these guys are everybody can be anyone want to. These guys are just as good, if not better, than Aaron Rodgers. So I'm just trying to figure out why Aaron Rodgers keeps getting this nod, this metaphorical nod above all these other quarterbacks that I don't get. Tom Brady I get because he got the ring to back it up.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers does not and will never have. So why do we keep having this conversation, putting Aaron Rodgers in that sphere of influence when it comes to that kind of? I am the prototypical quarterback when you think of quarterbacks of all time. He's not that guy. But everybody wants to make him that guy. I don't know why.
How you go? We'll see.
Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. Real quickly, though, and I am interested in your take on this one, Pam. Dominique Farquharson, the ESPN NFL analyst, talks about Dak and the Cowboys. Are they in trouble or will they be fine?
I think it's fair to be critical of Jerry Jones' defense, but who cares? Dak is good. He's going to be fine. He's going to prevail. The arguments against Dak, yes, he wasn't perfect in this game, but their offense has been better, more efficient, score more points now that Dak is back. The idea that Dak is the problem, and again, Stephen A. never actually said it. Stephen A. went with a lot of people saying that you could criticize. One could be critical of Dak Prescott in this situation. So they'll be fine. The big issue in that Sunday night game was that their defense couldn't stop the run. Their defense wasn't as great as they have been for much of this season.
Pam.
Come on now.
Pam,
I agree.
No, it's your team. No, it's your team, Pam.
And we're going to be just fine. I keep telling you that.
Why? Because you say so?
Because, well, one, we did pretty good without Dak. You see what we did, and now Dak is back.
And you losing, like what I said you would.
Return of the Dak.
Say what?
Return of the Dak.
I really believe in Dallas. I believe in those boys. I believe Dak will, you know, make a difference as well.
You're right about that. He made a difference. Dak came back and you lost.
Well.
He made a difference.
He was warming up. He'll be all right this next game. Just calm down. It's one game.
No, trust me. I'm great.
And it wasn't just him. Defense breakdown. I mean, just calm down. We're getting it back together.
What do you mean? That's your team, Pam. No, it's your team.
Everybody
want me to give answers.
And tell.
Mine was easy. I just pointed Carson Wentz and say, see, that's my problem right there. See, you were the one that was poised to go for an undefeated season and all this other stuff that you guys were going to do.
Now, you never heard me say undefeated season.
Oh, okay, you're right. You're right. Because you know better.
Exactly.
Because you know better. But Dak is, so everybody's good. So Dak's not the one that's holding y'all back. I guarantee all Cowboys on fan don't feel that way. Dak's not the one holding the Cowboys back.
I don't think so.
What's holding the Cowboys back?
Point,
you got a defense.
Point to themselves.
You got a defense.
Themselves.
You have a defense. Mike McCarthy seemed to be a decent coach.
Yeah.
Right? You have changed everything out you could possibly change as a Cowboys
fan. We lose one game and you question the whole season. Like, just give it some time. Talk to me after this week.
It's always the same thing with you Cowboys fans. It's always the same. Just give us a minute. Give us the time. I'm almost ready. Give us okay, I'm coming. I'll be there in 10 minutes.
We ready?
No, you're not. You're Cowboys fans. You're never going to be ready.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
And you see what I did there, fam? And you see what a good coach can do?
Right.
See, a good coach can see your team ain't on the right path. Your team ain't – they're not on the same page.
But they know how to get there.
Right. Come on, you keep that going. They know how to get there. They know where they're going. See what I'm saying? But you got to get them. You got to get them pointed in the right direction. So sometimes you can kind of talk to them about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That ain't good enough. Other times you can kind of show them what you need. That ain't good enough. Sometimes you just got to time out. Everybody start with you. Nobody move. And you guys got to show it. You got to put it right in the face. You got to show it to them.
Mm-hmm.
You got to bring up the list yourself. You got to call. You got to go through each one of them and say you couldn't play this guy.
Right.
Can play this guy. So you didn't know. So did you know what to do? Did you know what to do? And then we come back out of that timeout, everybody say, all right, we got it, coach. Let's go.
That's good.
Everybody back on the same page.
And you know the only
break
way.
On three, that, break on three, break on three. One, two, three, break.
And the only way that works is if that person is coachable.
Ooh.
And he's coachable. Well,
I mean, am I coachable, K-Mac?
You, what?
Man, you nailed it.
To the highest degree.
You nailed it.
To the highest degree. Now, you ain't have some scars, but you coachable.
You know who isn't coachable, though?
Who's not coachable?
Kyrie Irving.
Oh, come on.
Speaking of not coachable.
That's a good
just to
segue.
Set you up for, yeah.
Hey, we don't need to talk about the poll question. We don't talk about nothing else. Mm-mm. We're going to talk right about Kyrie Irving right now. Adrian Wojnarowski talks about Kyrie possibly returning. Let's talk about it.
We reported last week it was unlikely that Kyrie Irving would play at all on this road trip. They're headed for the final game of this four-game trip in Portland on Thursday. That still holds true. Brooklyn's back at home against Memphis on Sunday, and I'm told Kyrie Irving has made progress. There's a list of things, essentially, he had to check the boxes on to be able to return, to get approval from the Nets, the NBA. I'm told he's made progress on that, but I do think he'll be back with this team, and I think it'll be in the relatively near future.
Wow.
What does that mean? Kyrie Irving be back with the team. He made progress on the list of things because he met with the team. They talked about the list of things, and I guess they came to some kind of understanding because I think, I don't know. I don't even know who made the list. I mean, I'm still trying to figure that out.
Yeah, he had to, he had to apologize. He had to give a $500,000 donation to anti-hate causes. He had to have, you know, training. Sensitivity training as well.
I get that. Now I go with sensitivity training. I go with that.
He had to meet with some Jewish leaders, I guess, get educated. And he also, of course, had to meet with management and demonstrate an understanding of what he did and what they expect of him.
Has anybody ever been required to meet with black leaders about anything?
Ooh. Good question.
Huh. All the stuff that's been said or done. Anybody,
actually, you're right.
You know what I mean? I'm like, damn. Is anybody, I mean.
Good question. Good point. But he had to meet with Jewish leaders.
Okay. All right. You got to meet with Jewish leaders. Okay. That's a condition of my employment. All right, NBA. I see you. But is this the precedent we set? I just want to know if this is the precedent we set.
Right.
I'm just.
Then let's do it across the board.
I'm just asking if this is the precedent we want to set. You know what I mean? So, you know, who did the guy for the Phoenix Suns, who he meet with?
Good question.
Make him sell his team and all that, but who he meet with?
Right.
Did he sell it yet?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No, he ain't sold nothing.
Mm-mm.
Is he going to sell it? You talking about, I mean, two decades, a decade and a half worth of you know, infractions here.
Right, right.
Is he donating $500,000 to somebody?
Is he meeting with
anybody?
A group?
Okay. I'm just curious about the precedents we set. Things we say that are the rule or the social norm that are acceptable.
Right, right.
Just want to make sure. Yeah. I'm just keeping tally.
You watching?
Not judging.
Right.
One way or the other. Just keeping tally. I don't know.
So he's checking off the box so he can get back in.
So let me ask you a question about that. Kyrie Irving going back to Brooklyn with KD and the team and the like. Should he go back at all? Should he ask for a trade? Should he seek a trade at this point?
Well, he already wants that, right?
Well.
He's been trying to do that for a minute.
Yeah. So is this the time for him to say it's time for me to leave?
Right.
Or is it time for all of them to say it's time for me to leave?
I was just about to say, it sounds like Kevin Durant might be getting ready to explore his options of where he could play next season. I was just watching Get Up.
What? And,
again? Yeah, he's frustrated.
He was very critical about the team's starting lineup. In fact, he straight up said, he was like, look at our starting lineup. Ben Simmons, Jock Harris, et cetera, et cetera. He was like, what do you expect? He was like, it's no disrespect, but, you know, there's a reason why they're seeing the results they're seeing.
Yeah, he's very frustrated. And he's very frustrated with Ben Simmons, who actually just came back from an 8-day. He was gone 8 days based on fluid on the knee.
What?
Yes.
Excuse me?
Yes, he had a knee issue. He had fluid drained from his knee. He's missed the last.
He got the youngest knees in the NBA because he ain't played.
Fluid of the knee.
Yeah, and it was blood around it, you know, stuff like that. But he's saying that it's a real thing because people are saying,
yeah,
you know, is this just another, you know, he's just not going to play. Because when he's out there, you know, he's contributing. But now he's gone again. So it's crazy. But yeah, okay. So KD is very frustrated with that. He talked about being frustrated specifically with Ben Simmons. Ben said, it is, he's like, I know I'm getting skepticism, but I think one thing with me is that I am a competitor. I want to win and I want to play. This is a real thing with my knee.
No one said, I'm not saying your knee doesn't hurt, kid. I think people get that. Your knee hurts, yes. But that's not the problem. That's not the problem. The problem is you're never available to play.
Right.
I mean, at some point. So for Ben Simmons, it's the old, and I hate to say it, it's the, you know, the person that always comes, that's always late for work, right? No matter what you tell them, they're always late for work. They're just always late for work. Mm-hmm. But every time, it's the reason, other than they just late. Traffic, flat tire, leaves in the street.
Did you say leaves? I'm shaking my head until I'll be like, huh?
Leaves in the street. It's always it's
something,
it's,
right.
It's always a reason. Mm-hmm. But if I could ever get you there, we good. You want the top performers.
Right.
I can never get you here. Problem I have with Ben is it's always something with him. Always. No matter how legit it is, it's always like at some point, either you have to have the worst luck on the planet.
Right.
Or nothing you're doing, you just don't do anything right. You're just doing the wrong things. And does your knee hurt? Is it swollen? Probably. If I'm KD, and I'm the lead, well, he's not the leader of the team, so I can't say that. If I'm KD and I'm the best player on this team,
no shade, no pun intended.
I mean, I'm using his words. He's not the leader of the team, so that's what he say. Mm-hmm. So I got to start respecting his wishes.
That's right.
Not to be labeled as the leader of the team. Mm-hmm. So I get that. So if I'm KD and I'm the best player on this team, I have to have a conversation with Ben Simmons and say, listen. You got to tell me what I should expect.
Right.
Should I expect for you to be here, to grind and have my back? Should I expect for you to get here and sometimes you show, sometimes you don't? Should I expect for you to get better each and every week and now you can actually make a shot and make a free throw and be here? Just tell me what I should rely on. That's all. I'm not asking you to make up be something you're not. Just tell me what I should rely on. And I think that's where KD's frustration seems to be getting the best of him, because I don't think he has that level of confidence from anybody on his team.
I was going to say from anyone on his team.
Like those guys you mentioned, who's the guys you mentioned? Joe Harris.
Who is that?
Yeah, Joe Harris. Yeah,
Joe Harris. Oh, so like all of those players, they'll probably go to KD and say, look, man, I know who I am. I can get you 12 rebounds, 6 points. I got you. And I'm going to be here. I'm going to grind. I got you. Right? I can get you this. So KD's looking around. Anybody going to step up and take this 25? Can somebody get me 25? Kyrie said, I get it, but only every third Thursday.
Right.
Ben Simmons, I can get it once a quarter.
Right.
Because I'm not going to be here the rest of the time. So, yeah, he is frustrated.
KD.
Yeah, he should be.
As he should be. KD's right. He should be frustrated. Some of this is his own doing because he's part of the process. I won't say part of the problem. I say he's part of the process. Because it all kind of builds on each other, right? So, Steve Nash as your head coach, right? Not working with the head coach. Thinking that you better than him. It's like all of these small little – see, all of these little things start to add up. Now you got a bigger problem.
Now the explosion is where we are now.
Right, and now you got a bigger problem. Kyrie's going to do Kyrie, right? Like that whole stuff with the league, Kyrie – to me, that's the equivalent of the beef with the taking the shot and all that. It's like y'all just – this is about basketball. If you could let the guy focus on basketball, I think he'd be pretty good. But all this other stuff, because he's not going to bend on that. Because he is who he is.
Told
him a lie.
I mean, this is the same guy that said, told Kobe, I got you. I'm going to take you out back. And Kobe said, who?
Right.
So, okay, young fella. Now he gave him a run. Kobe still got the best of him, but still, that's the guy we know. You know what I mean? I mean, at the time, who was this guy to walk up to Kobe? I mean, second year in the league, walking up, either challenging Kobe? I mean, ain't mad. You know, you learn that that's probably not a smart thing to do, but yeah. So last night, the Golden State Warriors were playing. They played the Phoenix Suns. Golden State Warriors are 0-8 on the road this year.
Woof.
Something like that.
Yeah.
What in the hell is going on?
6-9 overall.
what is like? Woo. So when I hear that, I think, oh, maybe they have a problem going to the arena, shooting, blah, blah, blah. So then I thought about it. Well, maybe it's defense. Maybe the defense is causing a problem.
Right.
So you were saying earlier that Steph had a banner night.
50 points.
Okay, that's pretty. I mean, it ain't his best performance, but, I mean, yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But they still lost to the Suns. I think the difference is, but maybe defense, but offense as well, because Stephon didn't have as much help. as the Suns had. I think Clay had 19, but all five starters were in double figures for the Suns, with Booker 27, Payne 29.
So you know what that is, right? Defense. We don't want to defend anybody. That's why you can't win on the road. Because where's the one place that most teams feel the most comfortable shooting? At home.
At home.
So unless you get them off of that, for the most part, you're not going to be able to outscore most teams. Well, definitely like a team like Phoenix. You're not going to be able to outscore them in the NBA unless you're playing some defense.
Right.
And they're not playing any defense. And I'm sorry, it ain't on Steph to play defense like that. You better get somebody that can play defense. I don't know who they're going to get. Graham, we need somebody to play defense on the Suns.
Can you put somebody on there?
I mean, I can give it a shot.
You got it?
I can get out there and lace them up.
Got it? You're going to pull the kid that was tripping people over at Duke. What was his name?
Just compare me to Grayson Allen.
Just did.
Remember earlier in the show, Pam, when he said there was going to try to be no shade?
I knew it wasn't going to last more than 1.5 seconds. I think he might have went.
I am not a betting 10. Man, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm about to start coming in here and setting an over-under on how much shade.
How long is it going to take?
I'm going to set it at 5.
I could probably make 5. Like the whole show though?
Yeah.
He's like
whole show.
You expect me the whole show to do this? No.
We just don't have to talk about NC State. We don't have to talk about the Cowboys. Yeah. Trying to think of who else.
Depending on the music.
Then the music has to be top notch shape.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No flannel.
Can't talk about Alabama.
Shape. See, it didn't last.
Can't talk about Alabama not being in the college football playoffs.
No flannel. No, but let's see. It's going to be tough. It's going to be touch and go.
Speaking of which, when Reese isn't here, did he just take all callers with him? The phone has been dry today. Mike and Carrie hasn't even called in.
Mike and Carrie takes Thursdays off.
Yeah, it's Thursday.
He takes Thursdays off. I think he's traveling today. If he's not, he'll call. I'm not traveling. Don't say I'm traveling.
North Carolina didn't play last night, so Jay in Lewisburg isn't calling.
No, he only calls on Mondays.
Only on Mondays. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Good look. James arrived call early because he called yesterday. Yeah, usually on Thursday only we get Allen, and Dr. Stroman because Dr. Stroman was off today, so we usually get White Allen. That's usually
we miss him.
Yeah, I talked to him the other day. He was in the car with his mom. I told his mom, I said, "Hey, mom."
Oh, she's like, "What?"
She said, "He's one of the guys on radio." I said, "That's right. Let's go Duke." She said, "Oh." I said, "What is it?"
You even make the mamas mad.
I don't know why. What is it about mentioning anybody other than that place over there? People get upset. They get upset.
There's just a loyalty to UNC.
I don't know why. But anyway. But yeah, you know what? I may take you up on that one day. Not recent. I mean, it's a lot of season left. So I gotta wait to like NASCAR season or something.
Even Curry is frustrated. He said losing becomes a habit if you don't fix it.
Yeah, but not playing defense becomes a habit too. So fix that. Fix that.
You just said that ain't supposed to be him.
That's right. Steph, you're giving them people your best life. I mean, your best years out there. They better respect that. You're giving the people your best years out there. Hey, before we get out of here, how are we ending on the poll right now?
Our poll question one last time, presented by Oak Grove Tech. Thursday night football tonight on Prime, Green Bay Packers, Tennessee Titans. Who do you have winning? Packers ended up taking the lead in the poll.
Wow. Okay. All right. And you got?
Packers. Maybe. Real close.
I'm going Packers because I don't think Tennessee's going to come up with the offense, with a passing offense at all. By the way, we didn't get to it. Carson Wentz is probably not going to come back as a starter for the Commanders. So, thank goodness. Let's go, people.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.